Welcome to Beyond the Blockchain with Scott Tindall, a discussion of blockchain technology, cryptocurrency, and why it matters to you.
Hey folks, welcome into the show. Welcome to Beyond the Blockchain. I'm your host, Scott Tindall, here with Philip, like we do every Tuesday night. Philip.
Yep, here we are.
Hey man, we got a big show tonight.
Boy, do we.
I'm excited. We've got some heavy hitters. We've got Ashley coming in from Coinbase. We got Mark coming in from Helium Mobile. You know, we talk about Coinbase every week. We talk about Helium Mobile every week. Yep. Now we get a deep dive into these companies, what they're actually building, what they're actually doing. You know, the whole point of the show is telling people why this matters to you. Tonight is going to be a wonderful opportunity for us to explain to our guests why this matters to you. And that makes me excited, Philip. It's a lot going on.
Oh, yeah.
Did you have a good week?
Oh, yeah. Pretty much. You know, just work here, keep this place floating, and keep it running. Well, my part of it anyway, and that's all good.
Yeah, man, you got to keep it going. I mean, somebody's got to be doing that hard work out here while the rest of us are out there playing around all week, you know, doing whatever it is we think is fun. But it's been a good week, you know. I mean, the crypto market is what we think it would be. I mean, you know, we started the show 2 years ago, so I mean, every week is better than 2 years ago.
And it's still here.
And it's still here, and it's not going anywhere. You know, that's this right. Blockchain technology is going to change people's lives. Yep. Philip, can we go ahead and look? Let's just skip some of the other stuff, and let's just dial Ashley in. Yeah. Ashley, you there?
Yeah. Hey, Scott. How are you?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
I'm doing great. So happy to be here.
Well, we are very excited to have you here on the show. What we do here is we just like to have a lot of fun. We like to talk about things that interest us. Sometimes Philip and I get off on a little rant about multi-dimensions and aliens and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, we don't have to get there now. We can
happy to talk about whatever we need to talk about. That sounds great.
Oh, well, you be careful what you ask for, because we will get you talking about multi-dimensions and aliens here later in the show if we have to.
Beyond the blockchain.
Yeah, that's when we go beyond the blockchain. So, Ashley, thanks for joining us. Tell us a little bit about what you do with Coinbase. Our listeners are very familiar with Coinbase. We talk about Coinbase all the time. This is our de facto exchange of choice, I would say, Philip. Mm-hmm. Mainly being they're American-based, they're publicly traded. We talk a lot about rug pulls on this show. Coinbase is the place I feel the most confident about letting my crypto exist. Ashley, this phrase, not your keys, not your coin, right? But we feel like that Coinbase is the best place that you can live with not your keys, not your coin. So we've got about 2 minutes before the break, but why don't you tell us a little bit about Coinbase and your experience with it?
Yeah, no, that's great. Thanks again for having me today. You know, when I heard about this show, I was so excited to jump in and be a part of it, because what you're doing is you're out there educating, and that's what I do every day. And, you know, I work in our government affairs team at Coinbase. I do a lot of our advocacy work, both at the federal and the state level. And a lot of my job is educating and explaining to people what crypto is. Because as you know, crypto has really only been around for 15 years. So it's a newer industry, it's a younger industry, and there's so much potential and there's so much looking forward. And there's, you know, such a huge runway for what we can do with it, which I think is what this show is all about. And happy to sort of talk about that and give a little bit more flavor when we get back from the break.
Yeah, I think that's going to be awesome. I think, first of all, I'm very excited that you're joining the show. I think that our listeners are going to gain a tremendous amount of value from hearing it from the horse's mouth, per se. They get to hear me talk about it all the time. But I think there's value in hearing from the entities and hearing your experience, what you're dealing with, why this matters, what kind of hurdles you're dealing with. You know, we talked a lot about regulation on this show. Philip, we talk about, like, no one gets mad at the FAA, right?
Right.
No one is mad that there's air traffic controllers that are telling us when we can take off and when we can land. We need a version of that.
Pretty uncontroversial.
Yeah, that's not super controversial. Even amongst our very conservative listeners, right? Even our listeners on this station.
We need the FAA for that.
Nobody's real mad about the air traffic controllers, okay? So we're going to tap into a break. Ashley, when we get back, let's deep dive into everything that's going on with Coinbase and why it matters to our listeners.
Great.
See you soon when we get back on Beyond the Blockchain.
Welcome back to Beyond the Blockchain with Scott Tindall.
Hey, folks, welcome back into the show. Welcome to Beyond the Blockchain. I'm your host, Scott Tindall. We got Philip here on the board, as always. Philip, you know, a lot of times we get to, you know, kind of freelance a little bit and talk about crazy stuff we want to talk about. Tonight is just going to be so busy with, like, deep diving, really just information that I think our listeners will just crave over, and they're just going to love it. And we've got Ashley Gunn with us from Coinbase. Ashley, thanks for being on the show with us tonight.
Yeah, happy to be here.
Ashley, tell me a little bit about what's going on with Coinbase these days and kind of the stuff that you're working on and y'all are working on, because, you know, we've got listeners across the Gulf Coast, but we also have listeners around the world that are listening to the podcast, you know, later tonight or maybe listening online right now.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that. So, you know, I think for us right now, you know, I spend all of my days sort of working on the policy and the regulatory fronts, and there is never a dull moment in crypto policy. I will be
yeah. Rest assured, never a dull moment there.
Say that again?
I said, rest assured, there's never a dull moment in crypto policy.
Well, there's never a dull moment in crypto either, to be fair. And then you take it a layer further for me, and there's never a dull moment in policy. And, you know, what we have been seeing, I've been at Coinbase now for about 2.5 years, and since I've been there, we've really seen a ramp up of interest in both Congress and from the regulators in sort of making sure there's proper guardrails for how crypto can exist. And to your point earlier, you know, we don't want unnecessary regulation, but we do need to have the proper guardrails to have a light tailored approach to ensure both, one, that this innovation can continue to flourish in the United States. I think that's a huge, huge thing. And, I appreciate what you said earlier about Coinbase sort of being y'all's exchange of choice. You know, firstly, selfishly, thank you. But secondly, it is because, and I think you pointed this out, it is because it's based in the United States. And in order for it to stay in the United States, you know, we need to have proper regulation so we can innovate, and also we can properly protect our customers. Now, to be fair, we're already doing both of those things, and we're doing it, you know, pretty well, in my humble opinion. But I think other companies, smaller players, also need to be able to flourish, and they also need to be innovative, and they don't need to be scared of the SEC coming and slapping them with a fine and them not being able to, you know, continue operating here in the United States. And we're seeing a lot of we work with a lot of small crypto companies because Coinbase really does believe that there's a place in the crypto ecosystem for all of us. And, you know, I hear all the time about different companies that are going to, you know, move offshore because the regulatory uncertainty is just too great in the United States. So that's what I've been spending a lot of time over in the last couple of years, is working on the federal level. And, you know, I'll pause there, but I also want to say I've been seeing even more and more stuff happening also in the states.
So what are you seeing in the state level? Let's talk about Alabama specifically, because a lot of our listeners are Alabama-based. What is going on in Alabama these days that Coinbase is paying attention to?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, first, you know, I want to say Alabama is a great state for us. The crypto users in Alabama are really strong. We've actually seen some data that was released that basically says that 18% of Alabama adults own or transact in crypto, which is honestly higher than I was expecting. So, and that's not just Coinbase. That's across the entire crypto economy. That, you know, 18% of your population, which is great. And it's also, I think, important to point out that it doesn't really span party lines. You know, based on this research, we saw that 38% of that group are Democrats, 38% are Republicans, and 20% are independent. So it really, you know, I think sometimes people think crypto falls one way or the other on the political spectrum. But what we found is it really does span, you know, it is a bipartisan issue, yeah, which we really appreciate.
That's really interesting to me. It doesn't surprise me, but I would never have had the data to understand that. So that data to me is very interesting. I would say I see the same thing on the ground. Just when I talk to people individually, crypto interests people across the political spectrum. And so therefore you're going to see this divide in what is regulatorily permissible and what is overreaching. And this is going to be a great conversation and an important conversation over the next few years, because it is, I mean, on this show, Ashley, we talk about AI, we talk about machine learning, we talk about a whole lot of different things that all need some version of regulation, but crypto is, and blockchain is more developed, it is more sophisticated, and it's more maturized than those other two. And so we're going to see regulation there first, probably. And it's just going to be about what is the most appropriate version. What is Coinbase's position, if you're able to tell us, on what this should probably look like?
Yeah, I mean, Coinbase is very pro-regulation. We've long advocated for regulation. And again, I think it goes back to sort of what I was saying before is, you know, we're worried about our own enforcement risk. You know, it's no secret that Coinbase is being sued by the SEC right now. And so, you know, having more clarity about what the regulation would look like helps eliminate some of that enforcement risk. But again, we're also concerned about the small players. And the enforcement risk for the small players, they're, you know, if they get hit with an SEC fine, they're going to be put out of business.
Right.
So we see our mission as finding that proper tailored regulatory environment that, you know, allows for these companies to innovate, but also doesn't go too far into the regulatory overreach that you're talking about.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense because, you know, as a lot of what we talk about on the show is there's got to be some form of balance. If there's some form of regulation, people feel more security. And for the industry to continue to develop, we've got to onboard people who may not be crypto natives or blockchain natives. And I think the ETFs are helping with that. You know, now that people get to invest and have, you know, exposure to Bitcoin through some of these ETFs, and they can use their 401ks, their financial advisors, that starts to make a difference. Do you think we're going to see more of that with future ETFs being developed and more exposure being commoditized through financial advisors, or is that anything on your radar at all?
Yeah, I mean, that's a great question. And I do think you're spot on with the ETFs. I mean, Coinbase's ultimate mission, you know, and this all goes credit to our CEO, Brian Armstrong, who had a vision for this, is really to provide economic freedom for the world. And if that's through an ETF, then, you know, that's great. And we have seen a lot more adoption through the ETF. I think, you know, there's been a lot of sort of murmurings about an Ethereum ETF. I definitely don't have any insight into that. But I do think, you know, Coinbase's position will continue to be anything that we can do to continue to push the crypto economy and provide that economic freedom to the world is something that we'll continue to prioritize.
That makes a lot of sense to me. What are some of the hurdles you're seeing right now through Coinbase as you're doing your work? What are some of the roadblocks that are ahead of you that Coinbase is trying to overcome?
Yeah. So, you know, I keep going back to this regulatory, that does tend to be some, you know, one of our biggest hurdles. I mentioned the SEC, the Securities Exchange Commission, is in an active lawsuit against Coinbase. But also the same time they sort of took legal action, we also saw 10 states, individual states, also take legal action against us. Unfortunately, one of those states is Alabama. Again, this is all publicly reported. And, you know, I think from our perspective, we will continue to fight for, we won't back down from any sort of legal action, assuming that, you know, we still believe in the mission that we're doing. And right now we do believe that everything we're doing is part of that providing economic freedom for the world. And I think that continues to be some of the challenges that we see. And again, I'm not involved in any of those actions. Those are all sort of fall to our litigation team and our outside counsel. But it is something that we follow, and we are hopeful that we'll just get some clarity for Coinbase as well as for our users.
Yeah, I think that's a really great point. And, you know, we discussed earlier, you know, I'm an attorney by trade. I don't speak for this station. I don't speak for anyone else. But I speak for myself and say I'm Team Coinbase. I think what you're doing is the right thing. I think you're providing a tremendous opportunity for people to take control of their own lives, take control of their own data, take control of their own ability to be a part of this very new economic system. And that's something we should all be excited about. So, you know, without speaking for anyone else other than myself, I am very much Team Coinbase. And I think that as we go through this regulatory process, Coinbase is going to come out on top. It's going to take some challenges, and it's going to take some, you know, it just, to your point earlier, it's just a whole lot of educating people about something that's so brand new, and they don't know how to regulate it yet because they've never dealt with it before. But if smart people educate people, I'm confident that the human spirit will overcome, and people realize that economic prosperity and freedom is the right answer, and this giant overreaching governmental control is not helpful to the growth of this crypto economy.
Yeah, I completely agree. And you know, I found especially at the state level, that half of the battle is just showing up and talking to people. And, you know, I think for a long time, I shouldn't say for a long time, but initially this industry, like, was born out of the tech industry. And historically, you know, I think that industry didn't necessarily, you know, they weren't policy people by trade. They were obviously tech people by trade.
It's okay to say they don't get it. That is an okay. On this show, we talk about they don't get it all the time. So it's okay to say they don't get it.
Fair enough. I appreciate that. And so, you know, I think only recently in the last, you know, handful of years, we started to see this transformation where people were like, hey, you know what? The policy can complement the technology. It doesn't have to be one against the other. And
that's right.
I think what we're seeing at Coinbase is us taking a more active role in making sure that complementary sort of exercise is happening. And that's sort of what I'm doing every day, where, you know, I am going into these different states. I'm talking to the local policymakers. I'm doing these types of conversations to just, again, get out the word and get out the education as to, you know, crypto is great. And there's a lot of financial use cases out there that are really doing a lot of cool things. And the payment industry, I do believe that the payment industry is going to be revolutionized over the next 5 to 10 years. But there's also a lot of non-financial use cases that we talk about. And it sounds like you're actually going to have another person on the show later today talking about some of that as well. And I think that's, when you talk about that kind of stuff and you can boil it down into digestible information, that really makes a big difference, and it goes a long way.
Yeah, that's a great point. I think that the industry is very broad. It's very diverse. And it's going to take a while for people to really digest and understand how, you know, complicated and diversified this industry is. But the more we talk about it, the more people understand it, whether it's DeFi, DePIN, like all these different like jargon words we use. The more people get to learn this stuff, I think the more people are going to be intrigued, because at the end of the day, it's about taking control of your own data, taking control of your own life, and being able to monetize that for yourself instead of, you know, I hate to use the word big tech, but, you know, or the term big tech, but at the end of the day, that's what we're talking about, right? It's like, how do we take control back from big tech and put it in the hands of the people?
Yeah, totally. And last week, we actually, Coinbase hosted an event in Washington, D.C. called the Update the System Summit. Sorry, are we getting...
Go ahead, keep going. Keep going, Ashley. Wrap it up.
Sorry. I was just saying, we had an Update the System Summit where we talked about some of the use cases that are happening. There's cool things happening in housing and healthcare, and there's just a lot out there that we'll see, and we're in the nascent phase, and I'm excited to see what's next.
That's awesome. Ashley, thank you for joining us. Let's do it again.
Thank you for having me.
Awesome. Thank you.
Welcome back to Beyond the Blockchain with Scott Tindall.
Hey, folks. Welcome back into Beyond the Blockchain. I'm your host, Scott Tindall, here with Philip on the board. Philip, hey. Had a good show so far.
Oh, yeah.
Ashley was a good guest.
Of course.
We got to get her back on more often, I think. There's a lot more we need to cover, you know. We only have a little bit of amount of time, but you know what I'm really excited about?
What's that?
Back half of the show.
Mm-hmm.
We got a guest coming on. You know, we talk about Helium Mobile a lot on the show, right?
Oh, yeah.
$20 a month, unlimited data and phone service? That's remarkable. Well, guess what, listeners? We got on the show tonight a new friend, Mark Phillips from Helium Mobile. He's vice president of business development, but he is going to talk to us about Helium Mobile and why it matters to you. Mark, are you around, bud?
I'm here. How you guys doing?
Hey, man, we're doing really well. We're excited to have you on the show tonight and thankful that you're here.
Yeah, I'm pumped to be here. Appreciate the invite.
I know, you know you're on the West Coast, right?
No, actually, I'm just outside of Boston.
You're on the East Coast. We're keeping you up late, you know.
No, you don't sleep when you do this sort of thing.
Well, we're glad you're here tonight, man. You know, you and I have had a little bit of a chance to visit together previously, and this is your first time to get to visit with Philip. But, man, I am just so impressed with the work that Helium Mobile is doing. Their ability to take on telecom, T-Mobile, AT&T, Verizon, all these guys, and say, you know what, we're just going to take them on head-to-head, and we're going to do the best we can. Can you tell us a little bit more about Helium Mobile, where it is today and where it's going?
Yeah, I'd be happy to. I had a quick question for you, though.
Yeah, bud, go ahead.
Just derail your entire program.
You're not derailing me at all.
What happened to Auburn? Versus Yale.
Oh,
about that on the air?
Oh, we had to go there. yeah, you know what? That's a really good question. You know what's actually funny, Mark, is that we are actually the home of Auburn basketball.
Yeah.
Here on this station. So a lot of our listeners will also say, what happened to Auburn? You know, we did make some free throws down the stretch. Yeah. And you know, we play a very rough and physical game, and the refs decided to call it very tight, and so we got a lot of fouls.
All right.
But, you know, I tell you this. Before Bruce Pearl, Auburn basketball was probably the worst Division I basketball team in the free world. Not even in the country. In the free world. And so I cannot be frustrated that Bruce Pearl keeps delivering, you know, really solid basketball teams. So, yeah, sometimes you win, sometimes you don't. But, boy, we were real bad before. So, are you a Yale guy, or are you just trying to drive a thorn here?
No. I listened to a few episodes, and it sounds like you guys like to have fun.
We do like to have fun, so we appreciate that. So I guess that would be my best answer. And my second answer would be, I will vote for Bruce Pearl for president or any other job that he ever wants to run for. I will still be a Bruce Pearl fan.
Yeah.
Well, he's got my vote as well. I appreciate the
Well, I appreciate you asking and digging up old wounds. You know, I've been over that for like 3 or 4 days now. For like 3 or 4 days, I've been past that.
Well,
but now,
I apologize to you, and I didn't mean to dredge that back.
Into our Auburn listeners. Oh, man, that's fun, though. Well, thanks for being on. Tell me about what's going on with Helium Mower right now. I know that you're adding subscribers at a crazy level, and way faster than, you know, traditional telecom has ever experienced. What is that like right now?
Yeah, let me give a bit of background, and we can talk about Helium Mobile and the subscription offering specifically. So, you know, Scott, you're super familiar with Helium. We appreciate everything that you do out there for the network, sort of spreading the word and sort of educating people. Hopefully you've convinced Philip that it's a good thing to spend the time on. We started about 5 years ago, the community did, building this sort of token incentivized physical infrastructure, and the model sort of was really pioneered by the Helium community. And based on the success of the IoT network, which, you know, grew to about 1,000 what we call Helium hotspots, providing long-range wireless coverage for individuals and companies who were deploying it, the network would reward them for their work with a token. The cellular network was sort of a natural evolution. If you go back and read the Helium white paper, you see lots of discussion about other wireless technologies in addition to IoT being incentivized by this sort of token infrastructure. I think the kids are calling it DPIN these days. And so Helium Mobile is a subscriber product on top of the public decentralized Helium network connectivity. So today we've got tens of thousands of radios that are deployed by people like you, people like Philip. Just looking at the coverage map, we have plenty in and around Alabama and some in Mobile specifically. And so these radios get deployed by individuals, by companies who want to participate in the network and be rewarded for their work by the protocol. And then Nova Labs, the parent company of Helium Mobile, sells a $20 a month unlimited talk, text, and data plan that functions exactly as your cellular subscription would in any other carrier. And really is changing people's minds about how to think about their relationship with their carrier. So it's the most inexpensive plan on the market, whether you look at postpaid or prepaid plans. And there's really some very specific and unique things with Helium Mobile that, you know, as you mentioned, Scott, are resulting in, at one point we were onboarding 1,000 new subscribers a day, which is unheard of in the MVNO space. So it's really something entirely new, and the market seems to be responding quite favorably.
Yeah, it's really fascinating to watch how the development of Helium Mobile is taking place. You know, we've talked about this show, Mark, just to give you an idea, this show's been around about 2 years. We went through crypto winter. We went through all the hard stuff. I think the folks that stuck with us have been learning and listening along the way. We used to talk about a lot about Helium IoT. Then Helium Mobile came around. We started talking about that. Mm-hmm. I think our listeners get it. I think they see the value in decentralized, like you said, the kids are calling it DPIN, you know, the decentralized physical infrastructure networks. Where do you see is the growth of Helium Mobile now? I know y'all are crushing it in Miami, crushing it in San Francisco. How do you see the development in middle markets like what we're dealing with here in Mobile? Is there a model there where we can start to really move the needle?
Yeah. So the beautiful thing about how the network functions, and, you know, we often refer to it as the people's network, is that in addition to being decentralized, right, because it's built on an open public blockchain, Helium blockchain, it's also very democratized. And so we don't have any opinions, and I say we, I mean the community. There's no real opinions on where people should be deploying coverage. And so what I mean by that is You or Philip or any one of your listeners can go to HelloHelium.com and buy what's called a helium hotspot and deploy it anywhere in the United States and provide cellular coverage for Helium Mobile subscribers and then maybe eventually to other carriers' subscribers just by plugging in a radio and spending 10 minutes sort of onboarding it through a mobile app. So, you know, it's entirely open. It's democratized and it's incredibly consumer friendly, right? We've taken the sort of complexity out of deploying radio infrastructure and made it entirely simple, you know, much like we did in the IoT days. We've refined it even further on the mobile side. So, in and around mobile, it can be deployed anywhere where you have power and backhaul, right? So if you've got a dead spot somewhere in your neighborhood, maybe around the studio, you can put a radio on your roof. And as long as you're a Helium Mobile subscriber, you can get unbelievable coverage over a pretty large range, depending on what type of radio you're deploying. So, you know, I would not hesitate to deploy something in and around Mobile. I would encourage your listeners to do so.
Well, and just to give our listeners some reassurance, if there's not Helium Mobile coverage, there's still nationwide coverage available, right?
That's right. Yeah. So, Helium Mobile is what's known as an MVNO, which is a fancy acronym. There's so many acronyms in telco. MVNO is a mobile virtual network operator. So basically what that means is we're a branded carrier that uses existing wireless networks. So in our case, we've got a very public and talked about relationship with T-Mobile to take advantage of their nationwide 4G and 5G network. So table stakes, you subscribe to Helium Mobile at $20 a month for unlimited talk, text, data. You're going to have coverage nationwide. We also just added international roaming as a feature, so you can add that to your plan. And anywhere you go in the world, I forget how many countries, it's hundreds of countries, you will have nationwide roaming, international roaming tacked on with your plan. So we prefer, and this ties very deeply into what our sort of advantages over time, we prefer when subscribers use Helium Mobile coverage. It's better for the network because the radio operators are rewarded by the network for the work that they're putting in for routing the data from people's phones that connect to them. But it's also better for us at Helium Mobile because we get to offer a lower price plan, in our case, at $20 a month, when more data goes over Helium, over the decentralized, democratized network, versus over T-Mobile. So, yeah, you will have coverage everywhere.
Yeah.
But over time, if we continue to grow at this rate, most of the data should flow over radios that are deployed by the community.
That's very fascinating. I want to dive into more of this, Mark, if you have some time. We're going to take a break real quick. When we come back, we're going to talk more with Mark Phillips on Helium Mobile, why it matters, and why it matters to you.
Welcome back to Beyond the Blockchain with Scott Tindall.
Hey folks, welcome back into Beyond the Blockchain. I'm your host, Scott Tindall. Phillip's on the board. Philip, we're not going to get beyond the blockchain tonight because we got too much we want to talk about. All right, so let's bring Mark back in from Helium Mobile. And Mark, are you there?
Hey, Mark.
I'm still here, gentlemen.
Hey, man, we're excited that you're still here. Look, like we talked about in the break, this is a show about just people that are just enjoying life, having fun, talking about what they want to talk about and what they enjoy. I understand that Helium Mobile's got a little thing going on for Mobile Madness, like in a tie-in with March Madness, which you've already busted my guts on with Auburn basketball. So I appreciate you just whooping me on the first round loss to Yale. But tell me what's going on with Mobile Madness, not to be confused with Auburn's disaster in March Madness.
I set that one up from the top.
you teed me up and you delivered. It was just fine.
Yeah. So we like to have some fun here at Helium Mobile. So we put together a promotion that we're calling Mobile Madness, which of course, as you just mentioned, ties in with March Madness. So when you sign up for Helium Mobile, you have the ability to refer people into the network. Right? We wanted to build a product that was so good that you'd run down the street and tell your friends, listen, you need to subscribe to Helium Mobile because it's just the best carrier out there. So you can get rewarded for referring people in every day. Right? So if you sign somebody up with your referral code, you as the person who refers them in earns a $5 credit towards your bill. We're doing something on top of that called Mobile Madness. So if you go to HelloHelium.com/madness, you can see all the details on this. But from now until April 8th, if you share your referral code with your friend and they sign up, you basically get placed on this leaderboard. And you know, Scott, and so if you guys pay attention to crypto, people love leaderboards, as do we here at Helium Mobile. So you get on a leaderboard with your public name, and the public name is not your actual name, right? You anonymize it. And it's a sort of unique anonymous identifier that gets created in the mobile app, and they're quite these sort of fun, playful names. They actually kind of look like the Helium Hotspot names. And they show up on the Mobile Madness dashboard. And then the more referrals you get, the higher up on the leaderboard you get, and you sort of attain separate prize levels. So we have things like an NFT badge, Helium Mobile prayer candles, a madness cap, water bottles, duffel bags, and then the sort of top prize is this custom neon Helium Mobile sign, which, ooh, as nice. I see it, feels like it would look quite good in the studio. That's the sort of thing that you guys might need. So it's easy to sign up. Where you're pretty much as a subscriber, you can be part of the contest, and as you start referring people in, you get to get on the leaderboard. And you know, we just wanted to go that extra mile to reward our subscribers and you know, something physical and something exclusive from the Helium Mobile community. That's Mobile Madness.
That sounds fantastic. And it's my understanding, if we want to get one of these badges, people can use the code BEYOND, BEYOND, like Beyond the Blockchain, and maybe we can get one of these badges. Is that right?
That is entirely right. Yeah, so we created a custom referral code just for you and Philip and all your listeners.
Man,
and so,
that's exciting.
That's right. I think it actually might be the first custom one we ever created. So one of one there. So if you go to HelloHelium.com or you download the mobile app, so the entire onboarding flow is done through a mobile app on iOS or Android. So you go to the website or you download the mobile app on the platform of your choice, and then you put in the code BEYOND when you register. You guys will get credit for this referral, and you'll see your name tick up the leaderboard, hopefully towards the top, so you can scoop one of those neon Helium Mobile signs.
Well, I tell you what, if there's nothing I know better than people from Alabama, it's that we like to get on leaderboards for competitions. It doesn't matter if it's American Idol, if it's The Bachelor, if it's, you know, So You Think You Can Dance. I don't know. Alabamians, they love being on a leaderboard. So, folks, if you're listening to this show, get on the leaderboard, use the code BEYOND, and get with some Helium Mobile.
That's right. Actually, there's one more thing, too, which I forgot to mention. So, in addition to, you know, the great $20 plan, if people sign up with BEYOND, we're also going to toss them an extra $5 off the plan.
Ooh, even better.
Knocks the cost down from $20 to $15. You can buy a couple extra coffees.
Man.
With that saving.
Look, that'll get you some chicken nuggets here in Alabama, you know. You might get you a little half of a Chick-fil-A. You know? Who knows?
That might get you a spicy deluxe.
Yeah, it might get you a spicy deluxe. That's right. You don't even know. You might get some Hart's chicken. You get like 3-piece wings for that $5. Our people down here are not going to take that $5 for granted. You don't even know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, you know, you get like half of a Waffle House. You know, all-star dinner, you know. Who knows what will happen? our folks will take advantage of that $5. I'm pretty sure of that.
Yeah. Almost 2 gallons.
Yeah, might get you a couple gallons of gas, you know. You can get here to your cousin's house in no time. A couple gallons of gas. Mark, man, I appreciate you being here with us tonight. There's a million things we could cover. We can never cover it in enough amount of time, but I do think our listeners get it. I think they know what Helium Mobile is. They see the value. They see the importance. You know, our whole mantra of the show is blockchain technology, cryptocurrency, and why it matters to you. And there's nothing more why it matters to you than what Helium Mobile is doing right now in the space. And so I appreciate you being here and just talking to our listeners about that. And, you know, I think it's this type of situation where, you know, we're in this really weird situation where we may be the only FM talk radio show in the country that talks about blockchain technology.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's not something you normally hear on terrestrial radio. We do turn it into a podcast, so, you know, there's that.
I prefer the radio format. I like keeping it old school.
Man.
I like what you guys are doing.
Well, you know, we just have a lot of fun with it. And, you know,
do I have time to mention one more thing?
Please,
One more thing? I don't know how long we have.
You got at least a minute to go.
All right, let's do 60 seconds. So we talked when we opened this segment up about the unique benefits of Helium Mobile and the plan. The one thing I didn't mention, and I want to bring it up because today we sort of had a release around it, is the idea of discovery mapping. So, Scott, you're a subscriber?
I am, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So hopefully in your app you've got something called discovery mapping enabled. And so if you subscribe to the service, you can enable discovery mapping, which basically lets you, as a subscriber, provide anonymized location data back to us, Helium Mobile, which we then use to improve the network, which is massive, right? Because we're out there building coverage everywhere, right? You can build it in Mobile, you can build it in Anchorage. But the way that we were most effective over time and the way that, you know, carriers are starting to operate is trying to put coverage exactly where it's needed. And so you as a subscriber can provide anonymized location data back to the protocol. And then because of that, because that's valuable to Helium Mobile building out the network coverage, the blockchain protocol will actually reward you in something called a mobile token. So if you're a subscriber, sign up and enable discovery mapping, the network will reward you for using the network, and that's something entirely unique to Helium Mobile.
That's awesome. And look, you get cheap data coverage. You get $20 worth of unlimited data, or if you use one of these codes, maybe you get $15 worth using the code Beyond. And also, when you use the phone, you get paid in Helium Mobile. That's pretty amazing.
That's right.